Mr. John Taylor is there, and looking back over last year, John, what should we have invested in to get a better return on our investment than the stock market last year?
Well, you're probably not going to believe the answer, and it even has ties to Arkansas. And the answer is art. The S&P 500 basically finished dead even last year, didn't gain anything. The Dow was up a little bit. But according to a report that's out this morning, an art index, which tracks the price of art sold in New York and London, it was up 11% last year. And in fact, if you look back over the last 10 years, this art index has returned an average of 7.8% per year over the last 10 years versus only a measly 2.7% for the S&P 500. So what's that got to do with Arkansas? Well, there's something just up the road here called Crystal Bridges. If you haven't been there, I highly recommend it. I don't have much of an eye for art, but it's a pretty impressive place. I have been there. One of the reasons I'm going to tie this in is because they say that one of the reasons that art sales were so strong last year was huge demand from China. There's a lot of billionaires and millionaires being created in China, and they're trying to repatriate much of the Chinese art that's around the world. But the other thing is strong demand from a popular artist, and one of the ones they name is Andy Warhol. You may remember him, particularly if you were a child of the 60s like I was. And one of the pieces that they have at Crystal Bridges, just up the street in Bentonville, is a painting that he did of one of his friends, Dolly Parton, by Andy Warhol. So you might want to consider getting up there and getting more informed on art and taking a look at that. The tax season has officially started. One of the ways we know that is because Walmart says that they're going to beginning today, they will offer free preparation of 1040 EZs, the very simplest form of tax filings for 2011. And that's going to be available in 3,000 Walmart stores. Also, you're going to be able to walk into a lot of H&R Blocks and get free preparation into their retail storefronts also if you have the simplest form. Of course, customers who are getting refunds that file this early are expecting big refunds, and they can get their refunds either a direct deposit into a bank account, a prepaid card, or they can have a check mailed. Last week we talked about strong auto sales in the U.S. Well, this morning we get numbers that are even stronger in China. GM reporting that their sales for the year in China last year were up 9.8% for December, 8.3% for the whole year. Sold 2.5 million vehicles over there. Ford, which is building 4 new plants in China, says that their sales were up 10% in December and up 7% for the year. And by the way, we may not realize this, but it's already happened. 2 years ago, China overtook the United States as the biggest market for vehicles worldwide. And by the way, another interesting note on that is on January the 30th, some subsidy programs and other things that the Chinese government had in place to encourage automakers to invest in China and manufacture there, they're set to expire, which will level some of the playing field between foreign manufacturers and domestic manufacturers. The United States government's going to borrow $66 billion this week in Treasury auctions. You may not realize that that is how they finance the deficit. On Tuesday, they're going to auction off about $32 billion of three-year Treasuries. The current yield on that is 0.38%. Wednesday, $21 billion of 10-year Treasuries at 1.97%. And if you're inclined to get out your checkbook and loan money to the federal government for 30 years, they're going to auction off $13 billion of Treasuries at a measly yield of 3%. And after the market closes today, you'll hear a loud bell. It's time to get in the pool. It's time. It will be the beginning of fourth quarter earnings season as Alcoa reports earnings. Later in the week, we get J.P. Morgan. And then beginning tonight after the market closes, it'll just be a constant drumbeat of earnings as companies report fourth quarter earnings. We hope they're going to be an improvement.
You know, John, Andy Warhol, I think, had a picture of a Campbell soup can I remember seeing
yes.
one time, and I'll bet you that's gone up in value just because of food inflation.
Well, that's true. And you know, when I was at Crystal Bridges, the first painting we looked at, the guy says, you know, that's a $35 million painting, don't you? And I said, gee, I guess beauty is truly in the eyes of the beholder.
It sure is, John. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
That's John Taylor from Stern, Agee & Leach at 820 South 21st Street in Fort Smith. Call John at 782-2527, 479-782-2527, or you can email him at johntaylor@sternag.com.